draw our theme this morning from Psalms 119, verses 105. The entirety of Psalms 119 is really a celebration of God's revelation. And the psalmist really looks at all the many different facets. And in verse 105, it says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." The time that the psalmist wrote this, they didn't have electric lights where you could go flip the switch on and presto, you had light. They had small little oil lamps like you see in the picture there. And they were dependent upon that as their total source of how to get from point A to point B when the sun went down. And how much more is the word of God to be that guide, not for only ourselves, but as we light the pathway for others. Our first song this morning we'll sing is number 48 in the supplement, Thy Word.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I think I've lost my way, still beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Oh, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will not forget your love for me, and yet I'll forever be wandering. Jesus, be my guide, oh, hold me to your side. I will love you to the end. Oh, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto
works were finished
from the foundation of the world. For he
has said everywhere concerning the seventh day, and God rested on the seventh day from all his works, and again in this passage, they shall not enter my rest. Therefore, since it remains for some to enter it, and those who formerly had good news preached to them failed to enter because of the disobedience, he again fixes a certain day, today, saying, David, after a long time, just has been said before, today if you hear his voice, you do not harden your hearts. For if Joshua had given them rest, he would not have spoken of another day after that. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God. For the one who has entered rest himself has also rested from his works, as God did from his. Therefore, let us be diligent to enter that rest, so that one will fall through the following same example of disobedience. For the word of God is a living and active, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing as far as divisions of the soul and the spirit, both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from it, and his sight, but all things are open and laid bare to his eyes, of him who we do have to do.
As you see on the board, the next song is number 500, and we're scheduled to sing all four verses of 500. Give me the Bible. Give me the Bible, star of gladness gleaming, to cheer the wanderer, lone and tempest-tossed. No storm can hide my peaceful beaming, since Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible when my heart is broken, when sin and grief have filled my soul with fear. Give me the precious word by Jesus spoken, hold a faith lamp to show my Savior near. Light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, all my steps enlighten. Teach me the danger of these realms below, that lamp of safety o'er the gloom shall brighten, that light alone and path of peace can show. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Give me the Bible, lamp of life immortal, hold up that splendor by the open grave. Show me the light from heaven's shining portal. Show me the glory yielding Jordan's wave. Give me the Bible, holy message shining, thy light shall guide me in the narrow way. Precept and promise, law and love combining, till I shall vanish in eternal day. Next song, going backwards in this large book, number 360. 360, Standing on the Promises. No soul standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, and standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt fear us sail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ our Lord. Out to Him we turn boldly, and out concord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Still in the large book, moving backward again. Number 180, 180, Wonderful Story of Love. No, wonderful story of love, tell it to me again. Wonderful story of love, wake the immortal strain. Angels will rapture announce it, shepherds will wonder receive it, sinner, oh, won't you believe it? Wonderful story of love, wonderful, 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 wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love. No, you are far away, a wonderful story of love. Sail it a call today, calling from Calvary's mountain, down from the crest of the fountain, King from the dawn of creation. Oh, wonderful story of love, wonderful, 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 oh, wonderful story of love, wonderful story of love, Jesus provides the rest, wonderful story of love, for all the pure and blessed, rest in the mansions above, where those who've gone on before us, singing the rapture and chorus, wonderful story of love, wonderful.
I'll be reading from Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me, teed up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you have said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me. O God of my salvation, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
Number 110 in the supplement, 110, I will call upon the Lord.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will look upon the Lord. He is all my righteousness. He will make his face to shine on me. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will wait upon the Lord. He will fill me with new strength. I will fly with wings like an eagle. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. I will call upon the Lord, the Lord.
In the big book, number 686. 686, salvation has been brought down.
Jesus gave his life a ransom yonder on Calvary, on Mount Calvary, cruel Calvary. Paved the way by blood that we might win a bright shining crown. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the Lord salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. All alone without a friend, he suffered to pay it all. Yes, he paid it all. Jesus paid it all. In his blessed promises, sweet victories can be found. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. There's a blessed home prepared way over in glory land. In bright glory land. Blessed glory land. I have trusted in his love and now I am heaven bound. Praise his holy name.
Salvation has been brought down.
Oh, glory, praise the Lord. Salvation has been brought down. Go and shout and tell it the world around. Tell it today. Tell it today. Preach the word of God that we might win a crown. Tell the lost salvation is full and free. Spread the news all over the land and sea. Tell it afar. Tell it afar. Praise the Lord, salvation has been brought down.
Number 112. 112. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy way, O Lord, teach me thy way. Thy guiding grace afford, teach me thy way. Help me to walk aright, or by faith bless thy sight. Lead me with heavenly light.
I'm reading from Luke chapter 11, verses 33 through 36. No one, when he has lit a lamp, puts it in a secret place or under a basket, but on a lampstand, that those who come may see the light. The lamp of the body is the eye, and therefore when your eye is good, your whole body is also full of light, but when your eye is bad, your body is also full of darkness. Therefore take heed that the light which is in you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, having no part dark, the whole body will be full of light, as when the bright shining of a lamp gives you light.
Number 19, heavenly sunlight. Number 19. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Seven, he leadeth me. 407. I will. using a songbook, you can go ahead and mark the invitation songs, number 439, Psalm 119, number 439. And before the invitation, we'll sing number 407. Not 407, we just sang that. 41, light in the supplement, light the fire. 41. And if it's convenient, if you could please stand for this one. Number 41. No, so I stand to praise you, but I fall to my knees. My spirit now is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire.
Thank you, Kevin, for putting this together, and thank you to all the men that have led us in our worship today. If you have a Bible, if you would please turn to the book of Proverbs, to Proverbs chapter 14. I'd like for us to end our time together by just offering a few thoughts of encouragement, perhaps. We have considered in this hour the idea in which God's Word is figured as a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. And as we think about it, that is talking about more than just a literal path at a literal occasion. It is a figure for our manner of life, the way in which we live. One of the reasons that it is so important for us to look to the Word of God as the way in which our path is directed and our path is lighted is because of a statement that is made a couple of times in the book of Proverbs, but we'll look simply at Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." We can live our lives in such a way that may seem absolutely right to us. It may seem as if this is how life ought to be lived, and yet it can be wrong. And that is why it's so important for us to realize that we need to look to our Creator and the revelation that He has given us. I want to look at one last passage of Scripture. If you go to Matthew chapter 7 in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus makes a statement that also talks about paths and ways and roads and gates. And I want us to recognize that now, under Christ, we have a way in which God's Word continues to guide us through the revelation of Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And in the same way that Proverbs warned us that there's a way that can be the way of death, Jesus will tell us this in Matthew chapter 7, beginning in verse 13, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Would you not allow your life to be led and directed by the light of God's Word? Would you not strive to enter that narrow gate, pursue that way that, yes, sometimes it may be difficult, But the end of it is not the way of death, as we read in Proverbs, but rather the way of life. Put your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Confess that faith before men. Repent and turn from sin that separates you from God, and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. If as a child of God, you've not been letting the Word of God act as a lamp to your feet and a light to your path, then don't allow that to happen anymore. And if we can help you, we invite you to come while we stand and sing.